Hello.
Hey, Beverly?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave. I live just down the street over on Randall. Yeah, just
okay.
Like right in front of your house.
Uh-huh.
And there's a problem. Oh my gosh.
What is it?
Thank God you answered. Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay. We're beaming microwaves at your house. And is
I
it,
beg your pardon?
We're beaming microwave energy beams at your house. And I forgot, we can't get it to turn off. Like, there's so much energy going into it now, we just can't shut it off.
So what do I have to do?
Nothing. I just wanted to let you know, in case you noticed anything weird.
Well, I sure don't understand that.
Well, yeah, the water in your toilet bowl might start boiling. Let her know that.
Yeah, the water in your toilet bowl could start boiling, but...
Oh, really?
No, yeah, and... microwave energy beams.
That?
The microwave energy beams we have focused directly at your front door right now. Don't use the front door. Go out the back door or the garage.
Don't touch the door handle, tell her.
Yeah, don't touch the... Have you ever seen Home Alone where Kevin puts the red hot thing on the doorknob and the burglar grabs it and for some reason he doesn't let go. He just sits there with his hand on the doorknob and for like 5 minutes. Don't do
Are
that.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not saying it's... It's not going to be like that, okay? No, don't. I'm not saying it's going to be like that.
Well, how did you find out?
Oh, because it's an experiment we're doing in our garage, and we pointed the microwave beam directly at your door.
Well, why is it?
Try pulling the plug, tell her.
Yeah, when we pull the plug, it doesn't turn off. It's like running on its own energy now.
Actually.
So what happens now?
We got to figure out how to shut it off.
Any popcorn you have, tell her.
Oh,
it's
crap.
Pop it.
Yeah, your kitchen, it isn't in line of sight from Randall Street, from the front door, is it? Because if you have microwave popcorn in there, there's going to be a problem.
Oh, my God.
Where's your kitchen? Is it to the left or to the right? Which way? Ma'am?
Yes?
Where's your kitchen at?
Oh, my kitchen's right in the front.
Oh, crap.
By the front door.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Fuck!
Don't drink the water. Your water is going to start boiling pretty soon. All the water. You have a fish tank in your house?
Do you have pets?
A what?
Do you have a fish tank in your house?
No.
Okay.
Oh, thank
good.
God.
That'd be bad.
Yeah.
Do you have any pets?
Yes.
Put the pets out in the backyard.
What do you have? A dog or a cat?
I have two cats, and they don't ever go outside.
Well, can you check the cats and make sure they're still alive? Because they might already be dead.
Okay, but before you do that, let me tell you this. The microwave beams are known to make ghosts visible.
To make what?
You might see ghosts in your house, because microwave beams are...
Oh, come on.
Known to make ghosts visible.
I just don't understand this at all.
Ma'am, go check on your cats, hurry.
We didn't know that it would not turn off. We should have experimented longer before we tried this. To beam it, to beam it right at your house like this. That was dumb of us.
My cat's right here beside me. She's okay.
Are they soft?
Are they what?
Soft and cute.
Soft?
Yeah. Are they cute?
Are they stupid?
Oh, come on.
Are they stupid fucking piece of shit cats?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
What color is cat number one?
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
Does it have some yarn to play with, madam?
Can you put your hand in the toilet and see how hot the water is?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Where in the world did you get my phone number?
We're neighbors.
National book.
I called you, like last year because we were getting your mail by accident. Can you make a tinfoil hat for your kitty?
No.
Two hats.
It'll make it safe.
One for each. Put your hand in the toilet and splash it around.
I will not.
Ma'am, please don't look at your cat straight in the eye. They may actually have radiation poisoning.
Radiation rabies.
Well, you better hurry up and get that fixed because I'm hanging up.
It won't shut off. Your cats are going to go crazy. They're going to see ghosts now.
We don't know what to do.
Snowplow show. Snowplow show. Snowplow show. Snowplow show.
Okay, bitch.
Snowplow show. Roy.
What?
Roy.
Okay, fucking Doug.
Steve Dave.
Fucking Doug.
Oh, fuck you, lady.
Reminder? Okay.
Ma'am.
Blue.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Blue.
Goodbye.
Dabalina.
Hello?
How many fingers? Roy, long shits on the toilet. Meow, meow, meow.
Hello?
This is the grooming manager. How can I help you?
Hello?
Who the hell are you?
Steve Dave.
No. You're not making a lot of sense. Sense.
My wiener.
What the fuck is that?
You don't say that word.
You are some kind of asshole.
Bob Dabalina. Bob Dabalina.
Fuck you, bitch.
Have you ever been fucked in the ass?
How dare you talk to this dog like that? Heard, blinder?
Fucked in the ass.
Lou.
Ma'am.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. This is Sensei Doug.
What?
Sensei fucking Doug. Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy, Westy? Is it you? Are you the good boy, Westy? Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Listen, Westy, you little shit.
Turnwinder? Okay.
I think you're full of shit.
Cactus, motherfucker.
Hey, everyone, you're listening to the Snowplow Show, the show where we discuss snowplow maintenance tips and repair advice. Basically, I'm trying to copy the Mr. Big Show, but instead of talking about glues and adhesives, I'm talking about snowplow show maintenance. That's what this show is about. This is episode 450. 450 wonderful episodes about snowplow show repair and maintenance. You can thank Jason B for that. Jason B is the sponsor of today's episode. Thanks, Jason B, for supporting us over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Also, thank you to a few of the new supporters, such as Chris N and Jared L, Lonnie W, Mad Skills, Blue, XYZ. What the hell, XYZ? You left the Patreon for a while and now you're back? See, this is what happens when you rejoin. I know that you left. Otherwise, I don't know that you left. Fucking XYZ. Tom S, Daniel C, Vaping Beer, Jaron A, Gabe N, Tom, Pat A, and Dennis H. Thanks all of you for joining up on the Patreon recently. It's people like you that keep the show going and make me do extra shows all the time. If you support the show, you get at least one extra show per week, but sometimes two or three. Sometimes. I'm not making any promises, though. As mentioned in yesterday's secret show, I was on The Dick Show this week. If you want to hear that, you can go over to thedickshow.com, and he asks me really important questions about prank calls and getting raided and murdering JonBenet Ramsey, and he plays three prank calls that I made just for his show. You've never heard them before, so be sure to check that out, thedickshow.com. It's a great show. I've listened to all 190-whatever episodes of it now, and most of his secret shows, and he's played my stuff before on there, like stuff that I've never played anywhere else. So thanks for having me on, Dick. It looks like we have a new song here from Henrik. He hasn't sent anything in since he did that one song about the people in your neighborhood, I think it was. That was a great one, Henrik. Here's a very short song. It's called Weirdos Are People Too.
I'm a former Marine, and I was taught to kill weirdos. Everybody was so frightened the other day. What's wrong with these guys?
Oh, hey there, come on, settle down. Probably just enjoying nature, you know, the free spirits out there hanging out, laying out the lawn. Did he really say that? Did that guy really say that he was taught to kill weirdos? Or is that just some creative editing by Henrik? I can't remember what that guy said. The guy in the last show that was talking about all the Chinese people he killed. That was so bizarre. Anyway, thanks, Henrik, for sending in that song. You can hear more of Henrik's music by going to patreon.com/almosthenrik. He sends quite a bit of music into the show. Thanks, Henrik. On today's show, I'm just going to look through my emails and see what there is to do. I'm a little bit behind on my emails here lately. It's kind of getting out of control again. I have a couple here labeled time-sensitive that people have sent in, like this one from a guy named Tumor. He says, hey Brad, got a silent auction sheet for bids on a monkey hook. A monkey hook? The fuck's a monkey hook? This was the only one out of 10 items that actually had bids. I don't understand why. I think he's being sarcastic, and it looks like he's probably sent me a picture of a monkey hook. Oh, okay, that's what a monkey hook is. It's much cuter than I expected. I thought it was like, you kill a monkey and you put it up on a hook. But no, it looks like a, the barrel of monkeys. And you can link them together. They have their hands curled up and their tails or whatever.
This is a monkey hook like that, but it's made out of iron, and you could hang a plant off of it, I guess. Or anything, I guess, you could hang from it. I just can't think of anything else you would hang from a monkey hook. Weird. Okay, so a silent auction, that's like a list at a thrift store type place where you put your name and your phone number on this piece of paper. The opening bid on this one is $2, and there are 7 people on this list, and the bidding has gotten all the way up to $13. So I'll call the first person on the list, I guess. Her name, I think, is... it's either Barb or it's Bob. I can't tell. He or she had the opening bid of $2.
Hello?
Hi, Bob?
Yes?
Hey, Bob. I'm calling from the thrift store. You bid on this monkey hook?
Yes, uh-huh.
And it looks like you bid $2. And
uh-huh.
It looks like... 6 people have bid after you, so you lost.
Okay.
So I'm just calling to say, you lost. You didn't win anything. You get nothing.
Okay.
You're like you're like Charlie on the end of Willy Wonka. You know, you get nothing. Nothing.
not a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet you feel like crap now, don't you?
No, not a big deal. Oh, thanks for letting me know.
Hey, have a great day. What were you going to do with the monkey hook? Tell me what you're going to do with it. With the monkey.
Oh, I don't know. I was just one of the few things that were up for auction. So
yeah,
resell it.
What were you going to? You were going to resell it? Ah, come on. Bob doesn't want to tell me any stories about what he does with a monkey hook. Yeah, so that was terrible. Let's try the next one on the list. Next, we've got Jeff.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
But there's no answer from Jeff, though, so let's move on to the next one. Next is Sean.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
Sean is also not answering. So next we have someone, first initial D. They don't want to write out their first name for some reason. That's weird. What's that about? I'm going to get some answers.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mrs.
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling from the thrift store. You bid on this monkey hook?
Oh, the store, yes.
Yeah, and was that you that bid on this monkey hook?
Yes.
And you just put first initial D. Like, what's your first name? Is it Hideous?
Diane.
Oh, Diane. How come you couldn't just write out Diane?
That's how I always put things down.
Okay, I guess that's all right then. Hey, but when you bid on this, you were like touching the monkey.
I was what?
You were touching it. You were like reaching down there and touching it, and you got fingerprints all over it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, huh? We saw you. We got you on the camera.
It was hanging up.
I know. It was hanging on this hook. But, you know, like, you can't just come in here and touch things, like, without buying it. You can't be touching our monkey.
Well, I tried to buy it.
Yeah, well, it's an auction. You have to bid on it. You bid $10.
Yes.
And that made the auction price go up for everyone. Because, you know, Sean, he only bid $5, and then you raised it up by 5 whole dollars, bidding $10 on it.
Because that's what I wanted to offer for it.
Yeah, but, you know... you don't have to be like that about it. But, I mean, like, really, you didn't have to come in here and touch the monkey. Don't be touching our monkey, lady.
Can I have your name, please?
Sure, this is Roy. You were just...
Did I win the monkey?
No, somebody bid after you. Someone else who also just uses their first initial of their name. It's very suspicious. Very sketchy. You people that don't even put your full first name on here. I don't know what that's about. Very strange.
That's how I always sign it.
But how come? Like, don't you want people to know your first name?
What difference does it make?
I don't know. It's just weird. Just kind of weird. It's freaking me out. I don't know what don't know what to make of this. Don't hang up though. I got more things to tell you. You took our pin.
I did what?
You kept the pin. Like you signed You signed your first initial and your last name, and then you kept the pin. You took the pin with you.
I don't think so.
Uh-huh. I want the pin back.
Goodbye.
No, don't hang up. I have more things for you. More things to tell you. Diane?
What do you have to say?
What are you doing today? Like, you watching TV? You hanging out with the dogs?
And what difference does that make?
I'm being friendly and making conversation. So tell me what you're doing. What you doing?
No, I don't think that's any of your business, what I'm doing.
I know it's not really my business, but I'm being friendly. I'm making conversation.
I don't care to talk about what I'm doing.
What are you doing that's so secretive that you can't tell me? Like, first you won't sign your full name, and now you won't tell me what you're doing. And there she goes. I didn't know what to say to her. She's like some sweet old lady. You know, me and my thing for grandmas. So I guess I'll just move on to the next person on the list. I forgot to ask her what she was going to do with the monkey, hook.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Pahorsky?
No, this is not.
Oh, darn it.
Calling?
Well, I'm calling from the thrift store. You bid on this monkey hook.
Okay.
Is that you?
It was not me. It may have been my father, but I can get a hold of him if you need me to.
Where's he at? What's he doing?
He's not home right now.
Where's he at?
He's up at his farm.
What's he doing at the farm?
Cutting firewood, I think.
Huh, okay. And there's no way to reach him up there?
No.
He didn't have
just called his cell phone number, actually.
Oh, what are you doing with his cell phone?
He's got it plugged into the wall.
Oh, why didn't he bring it with him?
I don't know. Why are you asking me all these questions?
I don't know. He bit on this monkey hook. I was just trying to contact him about the monkey hook.
Okay. I can have him call back this number?
Yeah, that's fine. Like, what's he going to do with the monkey hook anyway? Like, what's he going to hang from it?
Dude, I've got no clue.
Okay, don't call me dude. He bid $12 on it, and is that okay with you? Like, does he have to run all his finances through you?
No.
Okay, well, I don't know. You're acting like his secretary, so I don't know.
Okay.
Who's that in the background? I heard, is that him in the background? Did he come home?
No.
Oh,
that
shoot.
Was my mother. That was awfully rude.
Well, hey, don't tell me I'm rude. You're the one being rude.
Why am I being rude?
I don't know. Can you just, like, can you drive out to the farm? Like, how far away is the farm?
How about you can keep your monkey hook, dude?
Oh, no. Hey, you can't make decisions like that for Mr. Porsche.
Well, then how about you not be so rude? That's pretty good.
You're the one being kind of rude. Listen to you. You're raising your tone at me.
Okay,
I'm just calling, man. About this damn monkey hook.
Call back later.
We're just trying to get rid of this damn monkey hook, sir. None of your business. You think you're his secretary. Okay, well, shit, I think I messed that one up. When he gets back, he's not going to want that monkey hook anymore. I'll save this one, though. You know, I'll call it back later. Maybe when he's home later tonight or something. The next one on the list is crossed out. Like, it has the name and the phone number, $16, but then it's crossed out. So what do I do with this? I'm definitely going to call it. I can make out the number underneath the line, and I think it's the person underneath. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to blame them. I'm going to call them next and tell them not to do that. But what, they bid on the monkey hook and then they just decided they didn't want it? Is that what happened?
Hello?
Hey there, is this Lisi?
This is who?
I don't know. I can barely read your name on this list because you crossed it out. I'm calling from the thrift store. You bid on this monkey hook?
Yes.
And
I crossed it off.
Yeah, why'd you cross it off?
Because I decided I didn't want it.
What changed your mind?
I just thought, where am I going to put another monkey?
You already have monkey hooks in your house?
I got the cannot see, hear, or speak, you know, one of those.
Oh, yeah, that's monkeys. Hilarious, yep.
Yeah.
But this is just a single monkey hook.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Like, I don't know, why don't you want this one?
I don't know. I just decided not to. I crossed it off. I thought, well enough. I'm sorry you're calling me.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you're actually the winner. Cause even though you crossed it out, your name and number's still on here. And I'm supposed to tell you about the monkey hook. Like, there's a small problem with it.
What's the problem?
It's a cursed monkey hook.
It's been a cursed monkey hook?
Yeah, I'm completely serious. I know this sounds ridiculous, but it's actually very serious, and we just want to get it out of here.
Cute. Why didn't you go to the other person behind me?
They were out at the farm. His son picked up and gave me a bunch of attitude. But he only bid $12, and you bid $16.
Right, but I crossed it off.
Yeah, but it's still on here. Like, you can't really prove that it's you that crossed it off. Like, the line that you used to cross it off with, it looks like it's different handwriting than you know, where you wrote your name.
The same pen that was sitting there.
Yeah, but it's different handwriting. This straight line that you put through it all, it's different handwriting. We had a handwriting analysis.
I put a line through it.
we had Richard Cardo come in and take a look. But seriously, this thing is cursed, and it will be in your house soon. Are you going to keep it in the house or, like, outside of the house? Like, out in the
park? Well, I was going to until I didn't want it.
Well, you have to take it. This is a contract. You've signed a contract.
Oh, I did.
But
I crossed my name off.
You don't. Yeah, but I don't even think you did this. You can't prove that you did it. You know,
oh my God!
Don't make us.
You're going to go to the person in front of me, right?
No, don't make us get a lawyer.
Huh?
We'll get a lawyer and you know, take this to court over
all right.
16.
Yeah, that's okay. I work for a couple myself.
Take you to small claims. Yeah, but our lawyers are more powerful because we're with this is a corporation here.
I see.
Yep. So you'll lose.
No, I really didn't want it.
Yeah, but it's
That's
cursed.
Why I crossed it off.
We just want it out of here, okay? It's causing problems.
What's it causing problems for?
It makes people sick.
It's doomed.
Like, people, they pick it up and they look into its eyes, and it, like, looks directly into their soul and just fills them with a sense of dread.
I see. And now, which one are you at? What'd you look like?
Oh, this is Roy. I'm one of the main people here. Yep, I'm here all the time. I work back in receiving mostly, but...
Okay.
Yeah, we just...
Well, you probably know me.
We just want to get this damn hook out of here.
Well, I'm going to be up there Thursday.
Okay,
16... You're open Thursday, right?
Yeah, bring $16 with you.
But I really don't want the monkey.
Well,
I mean, I really did cross it off.
We don't want it in here, so, like, you can...
So I could take it and then return it, right?
The thing is that it's cursed, and it's kind of like... Like you signing,
and you want to give it to me?
Yeah, but you signing this piece of paper, it kind of signs ownership over to you. You know, like a contract out of hell or something. Like if you were to sign a contract with the devil, you have to take it. Is what I'm saying.
I see.
Or we get your soul.
Well, I'll be out there Thursday
with $16.
Well, probably for something I buy.
No, you have to buy the monkey hook. Like, I'm telling you.
I don't want the monkey hook. I crossed my name off. Next time I'll have to know that I have to cross it off completely.
You were...
I thought that was enough.
You touched the monkey hook. Like, before you signed it, you touched it.
I did not touch it.
No, we saw you. We looked on the security camera. We touched it.
You're really good at this, but you're not beating me over.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
But I'll see you on Thursday.
I wouldn't be surprised if, like, you get home after Thursday and you just find a monkey hook in your purse.
Oh, boy.
Because it's like attached to your soul.
Especially seeing how you're saying it's cursed.
No, you're taking it.
Like, I got enough bad luck of my own, you know?
We've had it here long enough, and it's caused enough problems. It's making the employees sick. It's freaking out the customers. It's making children cry.
Oh, my goodness.
Just want this thing out of here.
That's, you know, the snowflakes of the world. They need to get a grip.
No, it's not that they're snowflakes. This thing is cursed. It's like an evil entity.
I definitely ain't going to take it.
Oh, you're taking it. Like, you signed this thing. It's yours.
Well, you point yourself out, okay?
Oh, I will.
I'll look for you, Roy.
All right. I hope you do.
Okay.
And I'm going to, like, ask you for that $16 right on the spot.
Okie dokie.
The damn money.
All right. I'll see you Thursday.
I can't wait.
You work a Thursday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm here every day during the week.
Okay. Well, you're open on Thursday, right?
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't we be? What a dumb question.
Yeah, you just started this week, right?
Me?
No, the store's open on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. It's open on Thursdays now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Maybe it wasn't a dumb question.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, see you Thursday.
This damn monkey hook has got my mind all messed up.
Well, I can see that.
Just want it out of here.
You have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Well, she was nice. Okay, so the bid before, the farmer guy, was $12. Her bid was $16, but then she crossed it out. So then Jill writes her name underneath that lady's name, and she writes $13. And that looks like a trick. She's like, I don't want to pay $17 for this, so I'm going to cross out this name. I'll use a black pen, because hers is the only one written in blue pen. So that's obviously a trick, too. Like, everyone else here is black ink.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
And now she's not even going to pick up. I think she hit the FU button.
Your call has been forwarded.
Maybe not. It's just going straight to voicemail. Come on, Jill.
Your call has been forwarded.
Yeah, her phone's not on or whatever. So I'll definitely come back to this list. I need to have a word or two with Jill about her cheating on this list. I think she can get away with this to save $4. Thank you, Tumor, for snapping a picture of this list for this weird cursed monkey hook that stares into your soul when you look at it. And it's got Diane's fingerprints all over it. Let's see what else we've got here. I've got Sears. Remember I had all those Sears numbers and I only did a few of them? Or I think I mostly did Kmart's that day, didn't I? But I've got this gigantic list of Kmart's and a small list of Sears that are left.
Thank you for calling Sears at the Green Bay Plaza in Green Bay.
Hey, Green Bay.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Ah, shit.
Just say...
Sorry. Just... Operator, get me... Oh, man, it hung up on me. I was trying to do an XYZ.
Thank you for calling Sears at the Green Bay Plaza in Green Bay.
Operator.
Please tell me which department you'd like. Or
operator.
Say, I understand that you would like to speak with someone. In order to route your call to the correct department, just say the name of the department you want. Or you can say department list, store hours,
operator.
Or I understand that you would like to
operator.
Speak with someone. We apologize, but we are unable to connect you with your desired department at
what
this time.
Bitch.
Please try again later.
Paint. Give me paint. I don't know. What the hell, Sears? No wonder you're going out
of business.
Thank
you for calling Sears at the Green Bay Plaza in Green Bay. Please tell me which department you'd like.
Appliances.
Or say that would be appliances. Is that right?
Yes.
Thanks. Appliances. If you're calling regarding a washer, refrigerator, or other large item, say large appliances.
Large appliances.
Okay. And which can we help you with? If you're calling regarding your scheduled or recently delivered product, say delivery. If you're calling regarding a product you've already purchased and need parts, service, or repair, say parts and repair. If you're calling for product information or to purchase an appliance, say product info.
Product info.
Great. One moment while I transfer your call to our store support center.
That was awful. I'm going to have to do that for every single Sears? Now they're not even going to pick up. It's just ringing. After all that.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and try your call again.
That's their internal phone system that just told me that. I guess I'm just going to give up on that one. Maybe the next one on the list isn't as bad.
Thank you for calling Sears at the North Hanover Mall in Hanover. The store and the auto center are now closed. Don't forget, you can shop anytime at www.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and...
I'm sorry, Tourette TV. I think I waited too long. It's all my fault.
Thank you for calling Sears. Sorry, I didn't catch that. Just say the name of the department you want, or you can say department list, store hours, or store location.
Automotive.
Thanks. One moment while I transfer your call.
Holy shit. Automotive gets me there. This is crazy.
Good afternoon. You picked a great day to call Sears Auto Center in Buena Park, home of the diehard battery. This is George. I'm going to help you.
Is this a Sears in Brea?
No, this is a Sears in Buena Park.
Oh, okay. weird. They gave me the wrong number. Is like, where's Winter Park at?
No. Actually, it's the Sears in Brea has closed, so they're redirecting them over here to me.
Oh, shoot. Okay. So I live in an underground bunker underneath the Sears in Brea. And we get our electricity from the store up there, like above us. Like me and my whole family live down here. Do you know if they're going to shut off the power? Because if they do that, then we won't have any power down here. And we live down here. Underground?
That I don't know, sir. You would have to talk to the Sears building. I don't know.
Shoot. Well, I'm trying to call him, and I'm just getting directed to you. How do I get a hold of him?
Maybe go there. The store's open.
Oh, no, we're underground. We can't, like, leave. We're in this bunker. It's like a time-locked door. It's not going to let us out of here until 2060.
Okay, well, I don't know what to tell you, sir.
Well, we got to have power, so, like, do you know, are they going to shut off the power? Can you find out? Can you just find out?
I don't know, sir. I'm not at that location. You'd have to call the Sears and Brea and find out.
Yeah, but make some calls or something. You know, our life depends on it down here.
Okay.
All right. Who are you going to call to figure this out?
What's your telephone number, sir?
I don't have a number. I've just tapped into the line that's up here in the ceiling. I just hooked up a phone to it. I think I'm using one of Sears' internal numbers. Every time try to make a call, it puts me in some voice menu.
Okay, so how am I going to get a hold of you?
I don't like just like ask the manager or something. You know, ask somebody that knows something.
Well, that is a completely separate store, sir. I am the manager here. I wouldn't know who to talk to about that, and I need a number to contact you back.
Well, I don't have one. You know, we're in an underground bunker. We don't exactly get phone service down here.
Okay, so are you going to call me back?
I guess so, yeah. How long is it going to take?
Okay, call me about 6 o'clock.
Are the phones going to keep working here? They're not going to shut the phones off, are they? This is the only way
I do not
to
know, sir.
Contact
I can
people.
Find out for you. This you can call me back about 6 o'clock.
It's the only way I can contact people on the surface. Is there still people up there? Because we can hear them walking around. Somebody's up there.
I do not know, sir. Let me find out and call me back 6 o'clock, see if I have that information for you.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
okay.
What choice
Your
do
name,
I have,
sir?
Really? This is Roy. I live down here with my wife, Carol, my son, Chad. We have a dog. And if we don't have electricity, we're
All
just
right,
going to be like a bunch of mole people down here in the dark.
Using
up our last candles.
Give me a call back at 6 o'clock.
Just sitting there.
Thank you for calling Sears at the Crossroads Mall in Waterloo. Please tell me which department you'd like.
Automotive.
Or that would be the auto center. Is that right?
Yes.
Sorry, I couldn't tell if that was a yes or a no. That would be the auto center. Is that right?
Yes.
Thanks. The auto center is now closed and will be closed tomorrow.
Why? Operator, just give me someone.
I still didn't get that. If you'd like to hear the auto center hours again, say yes or press 1.
Is it just the auto center that's closed? Is the entire store closed down now? Let me call back. I'll try a different department, I guess.
Thank you for calling Sears at the Crossroads Mall in Waterloo. Please tell me which department you'd like.
Pickup.
Or, thanks. One moment while I transfer your call.
Oh, shit. I can't believe this is working. It's just ringing.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Why does
Please
it do that?
The number and try your call again.
How is pickup not in service? Man, I'm going to have to stick to Kmart's. Like, it's such a pain in the ass to get through to anything with Sears. Okay, so I'm done with Sears for the day. I will call them on a future show, hopefully, you know, before they close down. I don't think I have much longer. But that Sears automated thing, it's just sending me into a rage. I can't deal with it anymore. I'm going to move on to something else before I do something that I regret. How about this one? Here is a list of 40 Craigslist ads from Reggie. I'm definitely not going to call all 40 of them, but I could call some of them. Like, looks like the first one is a bunch of rabbit cages, wire rabbit cages, and the contact name is Bob. They're only $25 per cage.
Hello.
Hello, Bob.
Yes.
I was calling about those rabbit cages.
Yes, sir.
Do you have those that are any smaller than what you have there? Like, maybe just the size of, I don't know, a cell phone?
the size of a cell phone.
Well, do you know if they'd work as a Faraday cage? Because my friend and I, we mug people on the street and we steal their cell phones. And like, if we had a cage like this, we could throw it in there real quick, and then they couldn't track us through the GPS.
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about.
But it's kind of, you know, it's kind of big. It'd be weird if we carried a big rabbit cage around with us on the streets.
Right. That'd be too much.
Yep. So what do you like? Do you have anything smaller?
No, I don't.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. Well, don't steal people's cell phones, and then it wouldn't suck.
Well, like, what are we supposed to do for a living then?
Oh, get a fucking job would be nice.
I have a job. My job is to steal people's cell phones. Do you know if they'll work
wow,
as a...
Wow, really? That's a profession now? I mean, do they teach that in college?
No, I didn't go to college. I just, like, you don't have to go to college for this. I don't want student debt and everything. I just steal cell phones.
I
think one of these would work, though. We could just put it in the trunk, run around the corner, throw it in the trunk. It'll work fine.
Yeah.
But will it work as a Faraday cage? Have you tried that out?
No.
Was that a yes or a no?
No.
Do you think you could try that real quick? Like, can you take a cell phone out there to one of the cages and we'll just see if it works when you put it in there?
It's not going to stop any signal.
What?
It's not going to stop the signal.
It might. Have you ever tried it?
No.
I think it'll work. It looks like a Faraday cage.
Yeah, well, I think you're an asshole, but, you know.
Hey, don't call me an asshole. I'm a potential customer, motherfucker. Don't be calling me an asshole.
No, you're not no potential customer of mine, motherfucker.
Hey, don't call me a motherfucker. I'm just trying to
buy a cage.
Well,
you just call me a motherfucker.
I don't see why you have to be like that about it, though. I'm just trying to buy a cage.
You're trying to be an asshole. You're not trying to buy a cage. Come on, man. Fuck.
What do you mean I'm trying to be an asshole? I just want to buy a cage. I was hoping you had something a bit smaller. Like, are these going to fit in a trunk?
No,
I have a hatchback.
Nothing smaller. I won't build anything smaller.
Okay, but will these fit in the trunk? I need something that'll fit in a trunk, and I can just throw it in there real quick and then speed off.
Yeah, I don't have anything smaller. Have a good day.
But do you think it'll fit in a trunk? That's what I'm asking. If any of you listeners out there have rabbit cages, let me know. If your cell phone works inside of them, it's very important that I find this out. Here, let me call him back. I'm going to try an elaborate ruse.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Carol, and I'm calling about your rabbit cages.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm wondering if you have cages that will fit into the trunk of a car.
No, I do not.
Can you make them smaller by chance?
No, I don't make them any smaller. Could you, with the guy that just called me?
Oh, no, I'm a completely different person. I don't know what you're talking about.
How are you? Go ahead. Good voice change.
What? No, I'm a different person. I don't know what you're talking about. My name's Carol.
Oh, okay, you're a different person. Okay,
yeah,
that's cool,
yeah.
Too.
So $25 for the cage, correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. What is your address? I'm going to come out there and steal some. I mean, buy some.
Okay, yeah, come. I got something waiting on you.
So what's the address, sir?
What's that?
What is your address?
Oh, no, thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, no, you said, I want to buy one. What's your problem? He's on to my elaborate ruse.
Damn it. The voice changer is so convincing, too. You know, that prank was stupid, but that guy's voice made it all worth it. It's like I got to make a prank called a Foghorn Leghorn. That was pretty amazing.
Hello, this is Mr. Biggs from Stick It with Mr. Biggs, the podcast, available over on AskMrBiggs.com. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. Snowplow Show. The only show that offers snowplow repair tips and maintenance advice. So I guess it's like kind of a seasonal show? You guys do this all year long? Huh. Seems like a niche audience. I mean, everybody uses adhesives and glues, but you need to be a certified operator to run a snowplow properly.
Oh, here's a weird one from Freak Show. he picked up a PBX phone at a thrift shop and found these numbers in it. I guess there were about 30 numbers with names in the memory of this old phone. And he's typed them all out for me. Thanks, Freak Show. This should be interesting. I wonder if these people all know each other. Maybe I could do job reference checks on them.
Hello.
Hello, Edmund?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Depends on who I'm talking to.
Well, don't be a jerk about it. It's Thomas. Thomas McNamara. Remember me? We're old pals. Hello, Edmund?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't remember you, though.
Oh, no. Okay, I don't really know you. I'm going to come clean. I don't really know you. It was just an elaborate ruse.
You really don't know me, do you?
No.
Hey, asshole.
No, wait. I got something to tell you. Wow, he called me an asshole just for trying to pull an elaborate ruse on him. Like, I want to tell him that I found his number in the phone at a thrift store, but then maybe that would get Freak Show in trouble. So, okay, I guess I won't do that, Freak Show. I wish he knew what kind of business the phone was from.
Hello?
Hi, is Don around?
Who's this?
This is Roy.
Roy?
Yeah.
He's going to want to know a last name.
Why? That's weird. It's like related to the cactus. He'll know what I'm talking about.
I don't know. Somebody wants to talk to you.
Whoa.
Jeez, Don, what's up her butt? She's all grouchy with me.
Who are we talking to?
I'm talking about your wife. Like she picked up the phone. She was all a big grouch with me. She's demanding to know who I was and what it was regarding. She's acting like your damn secretary. This is Philip Stout. Remember me?
No.
Are you sure? Philip Stout. Remember Philip Stout? It's me, Philip Stout. And he just hangs up on me for not getting to the point. I guess these people don't know each other. They're all in the same area, though, and I know what the phone company is up there, so...
Hello?
Hi, Karen?
Yeah.
Hey, Karen. This is Roy from AT&T. I'm calling to let you know that we're going to be changing your phone number on Monday. We're going to give you a new phone number.
For what?
Just because somebody else wants this number, the 0572. Somebody else wants to use that for themselves.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah,
they can't have it.
Well, no, you don't get a say in it.
First of all, I'm not through AT&T, so I don't know what you're talking about.
No, AT&T owns all the lines, so even if you get your phone number through the cable company, then it's going to be us that changes the number. So we're changing it through the cable company, and then they're changing it for you. So,
I don't think so.
Uh-huh. That's how it works. And so you need to get a hold of your cable company or whoever you use and get your new phone number from them because we're changing it on Monday. Somebody else?
I want something in writing from AT&T before you do anything like this.
Okay. We'll send you a letter out one of these days. But on Monday, just remember, on Monday you're going to have a new number.
You better not be changing this number, and if this is some kind of scam, buddy, you better knock it off right now.
No, what kind of scam would it be? That doesn't make sense.
I don't give a shit.
Well,
you better knock it off. You have no right changing my phone number.
Well, don't
without my consent.
Well, you have no right to curse at me. I'm a Christian, and that's no way to
so
get.
So am
what
I,
you...
and I'm tired of people taking advantage of me.
How are they? We're not taking it. Advantage of you.
You have no right changing my phone number.
Well, what's the big deal? It's just a number. It's just a long number nobody can remember. That's all.
First of all, this is not AT&T because it doesn't come through as AT&T, so don't even start anything with me, buddy.
Hey, don't call me buddy. I'm not your buddy, pal.
Well, you know what? I hate people that try to scam other people.
I'm not scamming
you. If you call yourself a Christian, buddy, boy, oh boy, You give Christians a bad name.
Well, you're the one cursing. You're the one saying the shit word.
Cursing?
Yeah, you said the shit word earlier. Now,
oh,
that's not a very Christian way to be.
That, you know what? You don't want to know something, buddy? That is not cursing. It may be vulgar, but it's not cursing.
It is too cursing. You don't know what a curse word is.
Well, one thing, too, I am very good friends with the sheriff of County, and I am giving him a phone call I speak to you.
I'm very good friends with Jesus Christ, and I'm telling Jesus on you.
Well, good for you.
I'm going to tell him you said the shit word
good
on my phone.
Good for you. Oh, yep, good
then
for you.
Then you'll be sorry.
Yeah. I will be calling the sheriff right after.
You better
I get
not.
Off the phone
I don't give
you
permission to report me to the sheriff.
Too bad. I am reporting you, and I have your phone number.
Well, I don't give you permission to give my phone number out. It's a private number.
I don't care. Our sheriff here is Mr. I work with his brother. And I will be reporting you to the sheriff
his
of
brother.
County.
You better not. I don't give you permission to report me to anyone.
Well, that's your problem, isn't it? You should have never called this number.
Well, you shouldn't be using the shit word on my phone.
No,
it's not professional.
Excuse me. You shouldn't be bothering me by calling me with this bullshit.
I really am with. Hey, stop it! I really am with AT&T though. We're changing your number. There's a.
You better not be. You don't have my permission.
Oh, we don't need your permission.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't. Like you've had this number long enough. You've had it long enough, and now it belongs to someone else. And you know what? AT&T is above the sheriff, so. Go ahead and call the sheriff.
Really? Well, I will be calling the sheriff right now.
You better not.
With your number. Yes,
no,
I will. With your number trying to scam me.
And what was the scam?
You're changing my number, and you don't have my permission.
We don't need your permission. We're the phone company. We're the damn phone company, lady.
Ooh. Are we swearing?
No, that's not a swear. Damn's not a swear.
Oh, really?
It's
yes,
not.
It is.
No,
it's a
not.
Vulgar to
you don't
me.
Know what you're talking about.
Yes, it is. It's a little vulgar.
You're not even a good Christian, so what do you know?
How dare you?
How
you
dare
know,
you?
Remember that saying? Remember that saying in the Bible, judging you shall be judged, buddy?
Well, you shouldn't be using the Bible to one-up me. So that makes you a bad Christian.
Yeah, well, okay.
I'm telling Jesus Christ of you.
931-3700.
Hey, stop it. Don't give out my number.
Thank you.
To the listeners.
Yes, I do.
I don't appreciate it.
Yep, well, I got it, and I'm calling the sheriff's department.
Well, you know
right
what?
Now.
It's not even my number. I found this cell phone out on on a park bench, and I'm just using someone else's cell number.
And it just happened to have my phone number in it?
Your phone number? What are you talking about? Oh,
well,
yeah.
Dial me?
Oh, yeah, it's in the speed dial. I know what you mean. Yeah, it's in this person's speed dial.
Oh, yeah, because you want to know something, buddy? I don't know anybody with this phone number, so quit bullshitting me.
No, for real, it's in the speed dial. There's a bunch of people in here.
There's
Karen,
there's
Beverly.
Why are you calling me and telling me you're changing my number?
I don't know. I found this phone here on the park bench, and I thought it'd be funny to just, like, prank call random people out of the phone book.
Really? Yep. Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's not very funny, and it's going to the sheriff department, buddy.
It doesn't matter, because I'm putting this cell phone into a Faraday cage, and they won't be able to track it.
I don't care.
I can tell you don't
care. Do whatever you want.
That's why you're getting so worked up.
I don't care what you're doing. You are a damn liar,
hey,
and
don't,
whatever.
Don't curse. Don't curse on my phone.
I will curse at you whenever I want.
You better stop it.
You interrupting my day and calling me with this bullshit of yours.
What are you doing that's so important that I'm interrupting? Aha, you don't have an answer, do you? Because you're not doing anything. You're just laying around, watching TV, reading the paper. Where are you going? What are you doing? Karen? Whoa, that call had a lot of twists and turns in it. I don't know what to think of that one.
Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Who's this?
This is Mr. Gerbel from AT&T. I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number on Monday. You're going to get a brand new phone number.
What are you talking about?
We're going to be changing your phone number to a new number because somebody else, they want your phone number.
That's nuts.
No, it's...
I don't think you're from AT&T. I'll call and see. What department are you in at AT&T?
Well, hey, don't give me an attitude, sir. Oh. Well, Jesus Christ. I'm apparently not very convincing today. Maybe I need to be more professional with people.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook?
Yes?
Hi, this is Mr. Gerbell from AT&T, and I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number on Monday.
What?
Yeah, we've got to change your phone number. Somebody else wants to use your number.
Well.
So you're going to have a brand new phone number Monday morning.
We don't want a brand new phone number.
Well, you don't really get a say in the matter. It's just that.
Why is that?
Well, just after a year, it's your number. It's just available to anyone that wants to pay more for it, and somebody else is going to pay more money.
Is this a joke?
No, I wouldn't kid about this, ma'am. I'm calling from AT&T. We're just going to change your number. That's all. It's not a big deal.
You can't. Yes, it is a big deal.
Well, how long have you had this number?
Oh, probably like 40 years.
Oh yeah. See, it's high time you give it to somebody else.
I don't think so.
Well, you don't really get much of a choice. We're gonna.
Well, yes, we do. We can drop AT&T.
Well, you'll still get a new number if you do that.
Well.
So what's the point?
I guess I would do that then, because if after 40-some years we have no choice and we have to change our number, that's asinine.
Why the hell do we have to
Well, you're just throwing a tantrum.
Why do we have to change our number?
Hello, Mr. Cook. It's Mr. Gerbell from AT&T. Somebody else wants your number. They want to use it for their number. So you get
tough crap.
Well, no, don't use the crap word on my phone. This is a Christian organization.
I know, but that's not a crap is not a swear word as far as I know.
Oh, yes, it is. It definitely is.
Well, I certainly wasn't aware of that. I hear it on television constantly.
Oh, there's all kinds of things on television that's not very Christian-like.
Well, I'm a Christian, and believe me, I don't swear. I don't take the Lord's name in vain. I don't use any of the F-bombs and all that stuff.
You just said the crap word.
And I can't believe this is a legitimate call.
Oh, and it definitely is. I'm calling from AT&T. We're just, it's not a big deal. We're just changing your number, that's all.
I know, but I don't want to change my number. Why can't the other person change their number?
Well, they are changing their number. They're changing their number to your number. So that's why.
But why do they want to change their number to my number and take mine away when I've been paying my bill like I'm supposed to for...
I don't know. It's none of my business.
For over 45 years.
Yeah, well, it's none of my business. I didn't ask them. They asked nicely, and they didn't...
But then why do they want to take my number? I'm asking you nicely. Well, I will tell, you know, that I want to keep my number.
Well, you didn't ask too nicely because you used the crap word on my phone.
Oh, come on. You hear more than that constantly.
No, not around here. They don't allow it here, and I don't watch television.
Where are you located?
I'm in a call center for AT&T. What do you need to know which call center I'm in for?
Well, I'm definitely going to look into this because I know people that work at AT&T.
Oh.
And I don't have to. I don't think that I legally have to agree to have my number changed.
Well,
for somebody just because they want my number.
Yeah. Well, they're going to pay more for it is the thing. So we can just give it to anyone we want. Anyone that wants to pay more, we give it to the highest bidder.
Go to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
Well, that's just wonderful.
And this guy's paying a lot. Like, he's with the business, and he says your phone number spells the name of his business.
Well, how about him paying me to take my phone number?
Oh, no, you don't get any cut of this, because the number doesn't really belong to you. It belongs to us.
Yeah, but I've used it for how many years, and I paid without ever an issue.
Yeah, so
without ever being, I don't think I've even ever been late.
We're not
for
taking
over 45 years.
We're not taking away your phone service. We're just going to change your number.
You're taking away my phone number.
Yeah,
that everybody knows.
Yeah, this way the telemarketers won't have your number anymore. You can just kind of start fresh.
Yeah, that'll last for what?
So at least a week.
Hey, may I ask
Maybe
you another
two.
Question?
Okay.
I get calls from local numbers from people I even know. And I answer the phone thinking it's them, and it turns out to be some telemarketer.
Oh yeah, they're a bunch of tricksters. Those telemarketers, they do stuff like that all the time.
I don't suppose I could have your name, eh?
Yeah, my name is Roy Gerbel.
Just a minute, I want to get a pencil. And
okay.
I'd like to write your name down. Roy.
What's all that touch tone in the background? Who's she calling? What's she doing?
My wife's calling on her cell phone.
Who's she calling? Who's she going to talk to?
I don't know who she's calling.
Ask her.
My wife's number.
Ask her real quick. She's doing.
What's your last name?
Ask her who she's calling. What's she doing? What's she up to?
What's your last name?
Gerbel.
G-E-R?
Yeah, G. G is in Nat. E is in I. R is in Arwanda. And then B is in BBQ.
B?
I is in Ian. And L is in LOL.
Okay, G-E-R-B-I-L.
Yep, that's it. You got it.
Okay.
Okay, who's she talking to? Like, what's she saying into the phone?
Who's she talking to?
Yeah, what's she saying?
I don't know.
But what's she saying? What's she saying? Like, tell me what she's saying. Like, get closer to her so I can monitor.
Why do you want to monitor what my wife is saying?
Well, I'm with the phone company. That's what we do here.
You monitor my private phone calls?
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying walk closer to her so we can hear what she's up to. This seems mighty suspicious.
That's none of your business what she's up to.
Well, if it involves phones, it is. I don't know what she's doing. Because she was very...
She's talking to some, making a personal call.
But to who?
That is none of your business, sir.
Well, is it just because she won't tell you?
She will if I ask her.
Ask her real quick.
Why would I want to do that?
I don't know, just because I'm curious.
Who are you talking to?
She's talking to my nephew.
Oh,
that
okay.
Problem with that?
No, I suppose that's all right. That's fine. Oh, she's talking to her nephew in the phone company. She told me she'd try this kind of thing.
You know,
did she just call me obnoxious?
Yes.
Why would she do that? That's very rude.
Why would she do that? Because you call here and tell me after 45 years we have to change our phone number, and I say a word that I hear constantly all over, and it is not a swear word.
Yeah, well, you know
that's
what?
For sure.
If you heard the fuck word a bunch, you wouldn't say the fuck word, would you?
Absolutely not.
See? So why are you saying the crap word?
Why did you just say that word? I don't say it.
Well, no, I'm not saying it. It's just an example I'm using. I'm not actually saying it myself, because I'm a Christian.
Well, so am I a Christian. And I've been a Christian a lot longer than you have.
Oh, no, you haven't. Nope.
Well, I'm 75 years old, so I have been a Christian a lot longer than you have.
Well, yeah, but you're using the crap word, so I'm having a hard time believing that.
That is not a swear word.
It is. You ask your...
A swear word is, first of all, taking the Lord's name in vain.
Yeah, well, you walk up to your minister, your pastor, minister guy, and ask him if the crap word is a swear word, and he'll say yes.
Not anybody. I doubt that very much.
I bet you he would. You try it this Sunday.
It's Sunday.
On Sunday, you try that.
I will.
You good. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm not wanting my number changed anyway.
Okay, well, you don't get a choice.
Well.
Can I come clean with you, though?
I better have a choice.
Can I come clean with you?
Yes.
This is actually Steve Dave from the Gerbil in the Butt Show on 100.3 FM. And guess what?
You've just been
butt slammed
on the Gerbil in the Butt Show. 100.3, the Gerbil.
I said you've been butt slammed. This is just a joke. Your nephew had us call. The same nephew that she's talking to on the other line.
I dealt with that.
I bet
much.
You. No, ask her. Ask her. He's probably laughing about it right now.
Okay.
He's just playing along. But no, we're not really changing your number. We're just a wacky morning radio show. That's all.
Well, I don't listen to Wacky Morning.
You should. Like, it's FM, so we don't say curse words like you. We're not allowed to.
I don't curse.
I don't know. You said the crap word.
I did not. You did.
No, you said it before I did.
I did not.
But no, what I'm saying,
you
like...
So full of, you are so full of doo-doo. That's enough. I'm not listening to you any longer.
That's better. There you go. Listen to that buzzing, you guys. On his phone. That sounds terrible. And there he goes. Should I call back and ask him if I can have permission? No, I'm not going to do that. I think they've had enough of me. Now they're probably accusing their nephew of playing a prank on him. I think I'm just going to do this with the rest of Freak Show's list. Why not? What else am I going to do? Oh, and I'm sorry, JD. I didn't use your butt slam drop. I was going to, but he hung up before I got a chance. You know, the...
butt slam.
Next time.
Hello,
Skip?
Who?
Skip? Is this Skip?
No, it's not.
Ah, darn it. Okay. I guess I got the wrong number.
Did you say Skip?
Yeah, Skip.
No, wrong number.
Ah, balls. I was gonna tell telemarket stuff to him.
How's it what?
I was gonna do telemarketing on him.
Oh, was you?
Yeah, nope. I was going to try and sell him things.
Nope, not Skip.
And then I was going to scam him. I was going to do some sort of a big, crazy scam.
Well, you can get to find Skip before you can do the scam on him.
I can what?
You're going to have to find Skip before you can do the scam on him.
Well, darn it. Do you know where he is? Like, did he change? Like, did he used to have your number or something?
No, I would have had this number for... probably 15 years.
Ah, I blame Freak Show. It's
he
all...
He must have scammed you by giving you the wrong number.
I hate when I get scammed.
Yep, he scammed you.
This is bullshit.
Yes, it is.
Hey, tell that lady in the background to be quiet.
Just a minute, I'll let you tell her. Here she is. Hello?
Hi, this is Roy from AT&T.
Okay.
And I was just calling to ask you to please be quiet. Like, we can hear you all the way over here.
No.
No, yeah. No, I'm serious, ma'am. You need to be quiet.
You need to kiss my ass.
Hey, don't use the ass word with me. I'm a Christian.
That's okay.
This is a Christian organization. You just need to shut up, okay? Just shut up. Wow, that was weird. What the hell was all that?
Hello,
Tom?
Yes.
Hi, this is Mr. Gerbel from AT&T, the phone company.
Yeah?
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number on Monday morning.
My phone number?
Yeah, this number that I'm calling you on, it's going to be a whole new number on Monday morning. We're changing it.
Oh, boy.
Yep, we're changing it to something else. You've had this one long enough.
Yeah, nice. Christ, everybody knows it. Now they're going to be calling me, trying to call you, you know, and is there a way do we have to get this thing done or not?
No, you don't.
Just leave it the way it is if you would.
Are you sure? Because, like, we were really
I'm
hoping...
I'm positive.
Because, like...
I'm positive. I'm going to have everybody calling me that calls here, and they're going to say they can't get me anymore.
Well, they won't be able to call you because you'll have a new number. It'll be like a fresh start for you. You won't have to deal with annoying relatives and... people you know.
I don't have annoying relatives.
Well, I'm
very close to my family.
Saying if you do. Hey, we also have this problem on your line.
Yeah.
It seems like, I don't know, like somebody...
It ain't just me. It's all the way down here, all these phone calls, all these phones that are on this line.
Yeah. I think it's just like, I don't know, do you laugh a lot on your phone? Like, we keep... Somebody who talks on your phone keeps laughing at 2600 hertz, and it resets our equipment here at the phone company. We have to reset everything.
Nobody laughs on this line. Well, that I would know of.
Does your wife have like a really shrill voice?
She gets sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's it. Is she around? Can we like test this out and see if
she's not home. She's in Baldwin to my other sons right now.
Oh.
They're going to have another baby.
Can you tell her to, like, lower her voice or maybe, like, stop laughing so much into the phone?
I can do that because that bothers me, too.
Does it really?
Yeah, I don't. Well, I like to get my get on the phone, get my work done, and hang up and be done.
Yeah, if those women, they just blah 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 blah, and then they
do they ever?
Yeah, I know. But like the thing is, it's all computerized here now. So when she laughs at the exact frequency that resets all of the computers here at the phone company.
Oh, for Christ's sake!
And it shuts down the whole state for a minute, and you know people need their phones.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'll tell her. I was unaware of that, but you can just talk to me. You know, if you want something done around here, because I can handle that real easy.
Okay, that'd be great. Yeah, just tell her to stop speaking in such a shrill voice.
Yeah, and she does. She gets all excited when she starts talking. You know, and she's on the phone there with her relation. You know, and they get talking and
yeah.
It bothers me.
Women, I tell you.
yeah. I'll soon have her around for 50 years, though. That's
oh, wow.
The thing I can do.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but
I don't want to be nasty about the change of the telephone number. But if I don't have to, I don't want to, because everybody knows me. I've got a lot of friends, and I don't want them calling here and saying we no longer have that's the wrong number
yeah.
or whatever. You know?
Okay, we won't do that then. I guess we'll just leave it how it is.
Okay, I would appreciate that. And that's real nice of you guys, you know?
Yep.
I like I said, if it was just possible, I just want to leave it the way it is.
Yeah. You know, like last time she reset our computers, and then she chirped in a certain sequence of numbering tone things, and it erased, like, all of the computers in Chicago. It cost over $1 billion to restore them from the backups.
What did she do?
She laughed at 2600 hertz, and then like she laughed the code that erased all of the computers over in Chicago.
Oh, for gosh!
And it cost over $1 billion to restore all those computers.
Oh, for gosh!
We had to order.
I'll just tell her. I'll tell her to talk quieter.
Okay, that'd be so nice of you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I will handle that. That's, yeah.
You're the best.
And, you know, like you were nice enough to leave our phone number the way it is.
Yeah, that was real big of me.
Well, it was nice of you, you know. What
yeah.
the hell? I don't know what, if you had to do it or what, you know. I know when you make changes, you got to do things, whatever, you know.
Yep.
But that's why I asked you, is it possible to leave it just the way it is?
It'd be just
know?
Like when you got that new area code.
Oh.
Remember that?
I think so.
Yeah, but everyone had to do that, though, so it was fair.
Yeah, it's you know, I'll soon be next week if I live that long I'll be 80 years old.
Oh my goodness!
And I had a business.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. I was in business since I was 35 years of age.
Yep.
And I don't have a computer. I don't even have a cell phone. I refuse to have that stuff. I don't need it, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, I just don't like it. My secretary, when I had the business there, she wanted me to get a cell phone, you know? She says, what happens when people call here and you're not here? I said, well, Diane, I said, don't worry about it, because they'll do what they've been doing for 30, 40 years. I said, they're going to wait till 5 o'clock in the morning, and they know I'm there then.
That's right.
They'll call me then.
You know? You don't even need a computer, since you've got a wife that can laugh in computer language.
Jesus Christ, I'll tell you, I don't know if that's not very good, though.
It's okay. It's our own fault for building the system this way.
Just tell her to calm down on her laughing and tone of voice.
What I keep telling Roger.
What's that?
That's what I keep telling Robert, our computer guy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm like, you idiot, fix this.
She's got a cousin named, I thought you said Roger, and
oh, no.
She's got a cousin named
that?
Roger
that
she talks to.
Yeah.
But I'll try to help you handle that thing, but she won't be home for another day yet.
Okay.
You know, like I said, when I did something, I tried to do everything right.
Yep.
I live in the woods here, you know. I got a log place in the woods and in here, you know. And I try. I'm fussy. I even keep a nice yard up here. My wife says, nobody can see it. I says, I see it.
Yeah, know? That's right. Tell but her to be quiet.
In the morning, I go out here at 5 in the morning and throw corn out. And the other day, I couldn't count the deer in my backyard. The backyard was just black with deer.
Oh, man. I would have taken my AR-15 and just blew them all away.
No. They're safe up by the house here.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, it'd be fun.
I don't shoot them up here, you know. They're, yeah. We go back a mile.
Be easy pickings.
I make sure my blind is a half a mile from the house.
Oh, I see.
So, okay, well, anyway, thanks for leaving it the same, because that would even have me confused, you know. I just don't like these changes on technicality things,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's no problem at all. I'll tell Ed.
Okay,
just,
you're a very good person. What is your name?
This is Roy. Is your bell?
You're Roy.
Yep.
Okay, Roy, I appreciate you doing what you did here, and I just really thank a lot of you for that.
Oh, it's no problem at all. Anything for you, Tom.
Well, thank you very well. You'd be a real top salesman too.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. But you know, I like doing this stuff too much.
Okay, right. Well, thank you very kindly. And I will, when my wife comes home, I promise you, I will just go over it where in a nice way.
Okay, yeah. Just tell her to stay away from the 2600 hertz frequency.
Yep. Okay. Okay, right. Thank you very kindly.
No problem. Have a nice day.
And thank you. You made mine anyway, so you made a nice one for me.
That's good.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I made a nice day for him by not stealing his number. That guy is easy to please. And he's going to have a talk with his wife about her shrill laughing on the phone. See, I'm making his life better. She's going to quieten down on the phone a bit. Tone it down, take it down a notch. He'll get some peace and quiet. He can probably hear her in there yammering away while he's out there throwing corn out in the lawn to all the deer. I think that guy may have been the last person we get to talk to today, because nobody else is picking up.
Hi, this is Shirley. I'm not home at the moment, but if you leave a message, I'll...
Aw, she sounded like she'd be fun to talk to. Here's the last one.
Yes?
Hi, Mrs. Jackson.
What do you want?
Well, hey, don't get an attitude with me. This is Roy Gerbel. I'm with AT&T Corporate Security.
Okay.
Head in charge here in the office. I have a secretary, corner office.
What do you want?
I don't need anything, really. I like calling up people and stating my title, my position here, because I got promoted not too long ago. And when you say it out loud, it sounds kind of impressive.
Okay.
I'm with the corporate security division of AT&T, the phone company.
So?
Sounds pretty cool.
I'm sorry, what is your point?
I'm just pulling random files here out of the file cabinet and calling the numbers on them.
Okay, I'm very happy with AT&T.
Okay, well, I don't care.
That's
like,
what
I
you want
to
know.
No, I'm not in customer service. I investigate toll fraud, and I bust phone freaks. And, I'm the head of the corporate security division here in Minneapolis.
Well, you guys didn't do too well a couple years ago when I was getting all these freaky phone calls from Puerto Rico. I ended up going to the police with
them. Oh, my goodness. What happened?
Yeah, well, he just wouldn't stop calling me, and I finally, the police tracked it down, found I was coming from Puerto Rico, and every time he called, because caller ID came up, I had a whistle.
Oh.
And, sweetie, I blew that thing as loud as I could.
Well, yeah, we could hear it. Like, our computers pick that up. And sometimes if you blow it loud enough, it like resets our computers here and it messes things up.
Well, but, you know what? I can't help that. I'm going to do what it takes to keep me safe.
Well, what was he saying?
And if that bothers you guys, you know, I mean, you're not here in case some freak breaks in or something.
Well, breaks in? Nobody's going to... I'm not in charge of that if anyone breaks in.
I realize that. That's why I went to the police.
I just lay down the law on this toll fraud stuff.
Right, and I hear somebody laughing in the background.
What? No.
I know it came up, AT&T, but I know about spoofing.
What are you talking about?
Nobody's
laughing.
You have a wonderful day, and I will blow my whistle any damn time I feel like
it. Blow it right now. I dare you to blow it right now.
To blow it right now.
Oh, come on. If she knows I'm messing with her. Okay, I'm calling her back. I want to be whistled at. I have to be whistled at. She refuses to pick up. I've called a couple times now, and it just rings forever. I think she's on the other line, maybe, but damn it. I really wanted to have a whistle blown in my ear. It's been a while since that's happened. I don't know what people think that accomplishes, because I'm sure it's louder for them than it is for the person calling them. That was the last person on the list, though, that I could get to pick up. I've called every single number on Freak Show's list. Thanks, Freak Show, for the list of numbers. Freak Show usually collects really old phone equipment. So, like, you know that one guy who said he'd had the number for 15 years? The phone that he probably took this off of is older than 15 years, is my guess. That's why that was a wrong number. But most of them were good numbers. A bunch of old people that used to work for someone and were all in a phone system for a company, I guess. I tried to call a few more of these Craigslist numbers that Reggie sent me, but I'm not getting a lot of answers, so I think I'm going to try those a bit later at night when people are home. Thanks for sending those in, though, Reggie. I really like talking to the rabbit cage guy.
Hey, Brad. I'm a big fan. I don't call a lot, but I just wanted to say I love all of your work. I love all of your prank calls.
Oh, it's shucks. Hilarious. Thanks.
I've been listening to you for 4 years.
Holy
crap.
Pretty
much once I started college, and now I'm about to graduate. And I just wanted to say thanks for all the work you've done.
You probably brought me a lot all of about me
and a ton of other people.
A keep couple up the years. Thanks. I'll try.
Hi, Mr. Steve Dave, Bob Topolino,
hey,
whatever.
Hey, Tourette TV.
Hey, it's Tourette TV, Tyler, you know, Tourette TV 96 on YouTube.
Yep, that's
hey,
the one.
I loved your Kmart episodes, and I really love the...
I bet you hated my Sears stuff today, since none of it worked out. But I'm going to try again, I promise. I won't forget. Maybe tomorrow I'll try and do some Sears calls, because it takes me like 20 minutes to get through the voice menu to talk to
you. What's it called? Powder? Your little powder thing. Sorry, my blood sugar's low. Anyways,
it's okay.
I loved when you called that lady and said that your phone lines are gonna melt. That was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
And then you started to play around with the voice tune thing. Awesome. Keep it up. Love you. Bye.
Thanks, Tourette TV. I'll try. Yeah, I gotta do more powder calls. We've gotta have more powder centric shows around here, because everybody loves Powder. It's everyone's favorite movie. Okay, thanks for the voicemail, Corbin Guy.
Hi, Brad.
Hello.
I didn't think about what I was going to say. I really like your show.
That's weird.
And I just ordered 8 of your coins, and I'm looking forward to them.
Yay.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, yeah, I completely forgot to mention the Kickstarter on the beginning of today's show. But guess what, everyone? We have a Kickstarter for the new PLA coins that are coming out in about another month. Thanks to you guys, the Kickstarter is actually up to $2,000 now, though, with 106 backers. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the Kickstarter. $2,000 is pretty much exactly what I need, so I don't have to spend any of my own money on this, hopefully, because it's going to be about $1,600 for all of the coins I'm getting, and apparently it's going to be $400 for the lapel pins, which kind of sucks. I didn't think they'd be that much. So you guys are making this really easy. I don't have to spend any money up front on these things. Thank you, everybody that's supported the Kickstarter. And there's still 11 days to go. If anyone wants to get the new PLA coins as early as possible, you can find it by searching for Phone Losers on Kickstarter or go to the show notes, and I'll put a link to it in there.
Okay, so it is 6:30 p.m., and yeah, I do read out my times.
Yeah, that's weird.
Come on, beat.
Fucking weirdo.
Yes. You heard me right. I'm going to be recognized. Hefner, go away, you stupid dog. Okay,
yeah.
Listen. Or not listen, I don't know. Never tend to do.
Oh my God,
I
get
like,
to the point.
When you started this
20
back
seconds.
In the 80s or 90s, whenever, like, did you think you'd still be doing it? Because I know, I know the history, I think.
Yeah.
But I want to hear your side.
Well, you think it was started in the 80s, so apparently you don't know the history of PLA.
That's the whole point. I want to get to know you, Brad. I want to get to know you like you're a friend.
Stalking.
Even though it's never gonna happen, I still want to know you. So did you think in the 90s or 80s or whatever, did you think you'd be doing this now? And did you think is your following bigger than it was back then, or is it smaller?
Oh, it's tiny now.
Good questions. You should answer them.
We were huge in the 80s. Yeah, PLA started in 1994, officially. Just the name did anyway, and I don't think I thought far enough into the future to even care if it was going to be around in 20 or 30 years from back then. Who thinks that far ahead, ever? But now that you mention it, it's pretty weird that I'm still doing this stuff. What have I done with my life?
Hey, Brad. My wife just called. Just wanted to let you know I'm going to be upgrading my payments to about $15 a month. Love you, man.
Yay.
Bye.
Did you say his wife just called? You just got permission? Is that what you mean? Oh, wait, no. I think there's another voicemail in here, and it's from his wife.
Hi, Roy. This is the wife of one of your faithful viewers. You know, my husband...
You mean listeners.
...pays you $5 every month to fill this void he somehow has in his heart that can only be filled
Someone has
by
to.
Your special hobo zone.
Yep.
It can't be just one of your regular shows you have on your YouTube channel. For some reason, they have to be your specific hobo zone.
Yep.
And, you
That's
know,
where I put the good stuff.
To your voicemails of people who are like, you're dumb, you should be doing this, you should be doing that.
Yeah, that's what you guys are like.
And, you know, my husband just gets such a joy out of all that. You know, it fills his heart up so much. And, you know,
yep.
I just wanted to say that you suck because that's $5
Thanks.
Out of our account that comes out every month. You know, that's a lot of money if you add it up over a year.
It
about
is.
About $80-something.
Yep.
So,
you're great at math.
I just wanted to say, you know, you suck. Goodbye.
Anytime. Glad you approve. It probably keeps him from doing drugs and stuff, though. Hopefully, anyway. You know, he doesn't have all the money for drugs because he's paying for my show.
Mr. Carter.
A good thing, right?
I think you need to feature more the Redbox and the Chili Peppers music.
Okay.
On your podcast.
It's going to happen today.
One of your intelligent music people should make a remix of the Pussy Good song and the Boots and Boys song.
They've done that.
Make a remix of those together. Make a mashup.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a wonderful song.
Get to work, Henrik.
Thank you. And keep up the good work, you hobo.
I will, and I'll try to remember to play something by Redbox and the Chili Peppers.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico.
Name of the show.
Just calling because I'm looking for a prank call, and I can't remember where it's from.
It's up your
I know
butt.
You probably won't remember either, but maybe one of the listeners will. It's the call where they got to somebody to put their hand in the toilet to see the temperature of the toilet water.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like something that probably happened several years ago with me and Carlito and Neon. Is my guess, because I think that's right around when I first started doing the microwave beams at your house thing, I think. And Carlito would have done the toilet thing.
It was like a
sure.
group call, and that's all I can remember, but I've been wanting to hear that for a good 3 weeks now, and I can't seem to find it.
So you should get on phonelosers.org, go into the search bar, and search for posts that have Carlito and Neon in them, and see what you can
if
find.
If anybody knows where that is, could you let me know, please? Thank you. Bye.
And if I knew which one it was, I would put it on the beginning of today's show, but I bet you I don't. Or maybe I can find that. I'll search for that and maybe put it on the beginning of today's show. That's old enough that it must be in the PLA media pack, I think. Maybe. Oh my gosh, you guys. I just searched and I think I found it. It's called Microwave Beam Experiment Number 32. And I don't feel like playing it right now, but I'm going to drop it on the front of today's show and hopefully it'll be the right one. Carlito is on this one, but I don't feel like listening to the entire thing. Fuck that shit. It's 4 minutes long, but maybe that'll be the one you want, or maybe it won't be. If it's not, then too bad. Too bad, Nico.
Hey, Brad, it's Tracy. I was just wondering
hey.
How come you don't do any more prank calls with Stacy. I thought those were like the funniest ones you did, especially the ones where you signed calls.
It's all in the past, though.
Lying, cheating bastards and shit, you know, that type of stuff. Anyway, you have a good day.
You too. Yeah, those were fun. Stacy's just not around a lot anymore. She hangs out on Twitter now, and who hangs out on Twitter? I'm just going to blame it all on her.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
This is Bob Bill from Kansas.
Hello.
All one word. Oh, I left a couple of voicemails before, and I have to say that...
Your area code's not Kansas.
Shows, they're kind of boring. Like, all about this space stuff? I don't know.
I love the space calls. I'm going to keep doing
them. I don't know, Brad. RBPP. I don't know. Why don't you just call your name PP? I don't know. I'm
Maybe
really
I will.
Stupid right now.
You are.
All right.
Lay off the drugs.
This last show was a good show. Bye.
Thanks. Glad you approve. Yeah, quite a few people complain about those space calls. I don't care, though, because I love them. I love the
How
space calls.
How diddly do diddly, Brad Areno. This is Nick, and I just sent you a package. Please keep it out of the hands of Olga. Of course. It has some very sensitive materials in there.
Okay.
And, yes, they should never be unleashed upon the world.
I'll be careful. I haven't been to the post office all week. Maybe I need to get to the post office.
Good morning.
Ah, Jesus. The fuck?
Well, that's wrong. How are you? I just have a quick question at the end of the first session.
I have a question for you. What the fuck's that noise?
Do you have any TNT or JPEG files?
Yeah, that goes on for like a minute. I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah.
Something happened to your voicemail, whoever you are. You blew it. You have to try back.
Hey, RBCP, I'm just calling to see. You say you have calls back from the 90s and the early 2000s of you that sound awful, just terrible. However, yep. Us that have listened to all of your content and are now all caught up on your most recent content now are wondering, can you release those calls, please?
They're released.
A call in particular I have heard you...
They are all on the PLA Media Pack, which you can find by going to phonelosers.org/torrent. Or a lot of them are up on the website. Like, the ones that are the absolute worst, I think it's called phonelosers.org/tech support. I'm going there right now. Let's see if the links are still good. But I don't know what I did to those calls. They sound really, really bad.
Hello?
I just called here, and
yeah.
The girl helped me.
Actually, that one's not too bad. There's others that sound really bad, though. Like, they were unlistenable. And then stuff from the early 90s, those were from the late 90s. They could be worse. But yeah, everything that I've ever put out really is in the PLA Media Pack. phonelosers.org/torrent. Go download that and you'll have everything.
Before that I want to hear is you say that you've called from payphone. I really doubt you'd have these recordings, but you say you've called from a payphone and you'd call the operator and then you'd play like random touch tones like that. And then they'd say, what was that? And you'd say, oh, I'm shoving a dollar bill in the quarter slot.
Yeah.
And they would yell at you because you're breaking the phone.
I don't think I have that.
So if you can find any of those calls, that sounds hilarious because you can't do those calls anymore. And I'm sure that most of us don't
Thanks
like
for
even
that.
Know what a payphone is. Think about how young your audience is.
Yep.
YouTube says it's between 25 and 40.
Yeah, they're
but
full
I
of
mean,
shit.
That's exactly the age that you'd say you are if you were a 12-year-old. Obviously.
That's true. Yeah, I made a lot of recordings on payphones back in the day, and then I deleted them because I'm like, this is stupid. Why do I need this?
Hi, Brad. It's Nante from the Discord.
Okay.
I was listening to the last show, and that guy that you called up as a girl, that was creepy as hell. Holy shit, that
guy.
Oh,
the killing the Chinese guy.
I just wanted to call up and give you an idea, maybe. So, you constantly have issues with going through the sponsors and all that. What if you let them choose the music at the end, either through a vote or just random selection?
I'm doing that today. I'm going to play.
Also, can you do more hang up the phone pranks? I love those.
Yeah, I'll think about it. I'm letting the voicemails choose the music today. I'm going to play Redbox and the Chili Peppers.
Hey, Brad, what's up? This is Mike G, Mike from the Bronx.
Hey.
Just a couple things. I just recently became a Patreon supporter.
Thanks,
and,
Mike.
I just wanted to check with you because
from the Bronx.
Normally I keep like a couple dollars, maybe like $5 in my pocket for when I ride the subway in New York. And usually there'll be like a hobo or a broke person and they'll be begging for spare change. So I usually keep around $5.
Fuck them. Give it to me.
To just give to those people. However, being that I'm supporting on Patreon now, I don't think I'm going to be able to do both.
Good.
So if you want the $5, then just let me know. And
yes,
I'll
please.
To give
I'll
to
take
you,
it.
Not to people.
Give it to
like,
me.
You know, poor people that are...
Like when they ask for money, instead, tell them a story about one of my prank calls that you thought was really funny. And for a homeless person, that's better than money. They can use the smiles. They
Their
can
lives
use the humor.
Their lives are in shambles and destitute and whatnot.
Yeah.
Hobos.
Tell them a good
so,
story.
Yeah, just let me know. And if you want, I'll cancel it. If you want me to continue, then I'll just continue.
Yeah, just keep it going. Thanks for the support. Patreon.com/phonelosers, everyone.
Brad.
So loud.
Oh, I was phoning up just to mention about a fun phone fact. I was looking at telephone facts, and here's the one that might surprise a lot of people.
Okay.
Ready for this
Let's
fact?
Hear it.
41% of people under the age of 25 hate when you don't pick up the phone after you've just texted them. So a lot of people, about 41% of people under 25, hate it when you don't pick up the phone just as they've been texted. Or just as they've sent the text, so to say.
That's
I bet you never knew that,
weird.
Brad.
It said,
what do you mean pick up the phone? Like people text and then they make a phone call? Or do you just mean replying back with a text?
Most people in the millennial generation can agree with this pet peeve, and since most workers nowadays come from this generation, it is a good fact to know for business communications. Bet you never knew that, Brad.
Sure didn't. I don't think I completely understand what you're saying. Are you saying I should text everyone right before I call them, and I'll have a better chance of them picking up?
Hey, it's is that what you're saying? Baloney guy, and the person who's calling me white trash, fuck you.
That's right.
I'm far from white trash. I'm superior to you in every way.
Yeah.
I am coming for you, totally, and I will find you, motherfucker.
Hey, Brad, it's Justin. I have two technical questions for you.
Oh, great.
About your website.
Great.
I use phonelosers.org to check if there's any new episodes that are coming out. I just go on the website every day and take a look, and I noticed two things.
You know, you could just get a podcast app on your phone, make your phone beep as soon as an episode comes out, make it pop up on the screen. Alert, alert, new episode.
I wanted to bring up one. Super easy. For like the past week or two, the show art is not displaying.
Oh no.
On the new episodes for like the last week or two. It's you know, has the title of the episode, but like the show art is just a big gray box.
Oh, I know why. It's because I'm lazy. It's because of that syndication stuff I'm doing. Because I'm releasing the shows on snowplowshow.com now. You should just go to snowplowshow.com. But it syndicates it over to phonelosers.org, and for some reason, phonelosers.org doesn't put the picture on there. I have to put it on there manually, and I've been lazy about doing that every single time. I need to figure that out.
So hopefully you can figure out what's up with that.
I will.
And fix it. I mean, once you click the episode, then it takes you to the snowplowshow.com, and the show art is fine on there.
Yeah,
but,
just go there.
On Phone Losers, it's not displaying the show art.
Fuck Phone Losers.
And the other question I had is, I don't know if you did this on purpose or not, but I noticed that phonelosers.org has like this weird smooth scrolling thing happening. I don't know if you're aware, but like if you go to phonelosers.org and you just take your scroll wheel on your mouse and like scroll through the website, it's like kind of, it's that smooth scrolling, I think it's called smooth scrolling, where it's like kind of like buttery and it slides around a lot. But if you go to like snowplowshow.com, it doesn't do that. So did you do that on purpose or not? I think it's really annoying myself, but I just wanted to ask two technical questions. All right, thanks, Cactus.
Which one's annoying, the buttery scrolling or the, like, they seem the same to me. What are you talking about? They scroll exactly the same. Are you just messing with me? Oh, look at that. I haven't put show art in the last two episodes. I suck. But yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. It probably has something to do with whatever theme I'm using through WordPress. It's WordPress's fault that the scrolling is all buttery, not mine.
Hey, Brad, it's Chaz, the Tandem Stacker.
Hello.
First of all, hope to see you at Pulp in New York City this July 20th to 22nd.
Okay.
It'd be great to see you in person. We're going to have lots of phones for you to play with. Hope
I
that
can't
encourages
wait.
You to come. And secondly, came up with a great idea. Along the lines of your power meter scheme, you need to get a hold of the guys from Calls of Mass Confusion and actually go out to someone's house and put one of those little green pole box type things. It doesn't have to be hooked up, just stick it in their lawn. So when they look out the window, we've already put that power line in. You can't say no now.
Great idea.
Anyways, have a great one. Love ya. Bye. Cactus.
Just stick a whole new power meter on the side of their house. Say it's for the people that live underneath your house. Quick, somebody do that and then give me their phone number. And
hi, Brad.
I hope that they pick up.
Will. I live in Southern California.
Hey.
I wasn't raised there, though. I actually was born and raised in West Philadelphia, PA.
Oh, okay.
Back when I was in middle school.
Here we go.
And high school and such, I played basketball.
This is
really
so
good.
Original.
Excellent point guard. But.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Snowplow Show.
In the neighborhood.
I had fun this episode.
Got scared, but she was
I'm hoping everyone else enjoyed listening to the show.
That you're going to have to move to Bel Air. So
thanks, Jason B., for sponsoring the show today. If you'd like to help support the show, it's patreon.com/phonelosers. Oh, his voicemail. It's over already. He didn't finish his story, I don't think. But yeah, that is it for today's show. It's done. Thank you, Jason B., for being the sponsor of today's show. And thanks everyone that's been supporting the show. You guys are awesome. And because you're so awesome, you get to hear the secret shows. Like yesterday, I called that lady that was complaining about a gas station, and she swore she wasn't giving me the googly eye. She called it the googly eye. That was great. That's the only hobo-sode we've done so far this week. Hopefully there will be more, though. See you next time, everyone. Here is a song by request by Redbox and the Chili Peppers. I don't know what it's called. It's whatever I decide to drop into the show later. I'm too lazy to decide right now. I'll decide after I'm finished editing everything. You can download this song, though, by going to rbcp.bandcamp.com.
When I was a kid, my friend Tommy told me he had a thing for this girl whose name was Jenny. They ended up together and she made him happy. She was the only one he could turn to. God, it was savvy. He talked about her often, but I began to wonder why the fascination with her telephone number. He'd never shut up and said it all the time. Fucking 8675309. I found out they broke up and Tommy was married to some Lisa slut. And I'm single now, so this must be a sign. Fuck the bro code, Jenny will be mine. Jenny, don't change your number, Tommy used to say. So I whipped out my cell phone and I dialed away. A woman answered, but it wasn't her. She told me that I had the wrong telephone number. Jenny's number did change, luck would have it. She must have been affected by the area code split, but I didn't care. And I wasn't slow, I hung up and tried the 916 area code. I reached, sounded cuter than the last. Her name wasn't Jenny, but she had a lot of class. We talked for days, and then we finally met. Imagine my surprise to find out she was a midget. We dated for months, and I couldn't comprehend why her parents even liked me, and so did her friends. She was a great girl. I became restless, though. We broke up, and I moved on. Area code 530. It was a mistake to call. Turns out it was the president's bomb shelter. Asking for Jenny was the code to launch nukes, and soon my house was filled with these government smooths. I spent half a year in solitary confinement till I made a deal with them and got the secret assignment. I can't talk about that too much, though. Besides, I need to get back to calling area codes. Things got serious with me and Kate. She's the girl I met when calling 858. Then she found me stalking the girl in 619 with my telephoto lens and my top photo phone line. 619 wouldn't tell me who she was, so I figured she was Jenny trying to cover it up. I found out later she was telling the truth when the restraining order showed her real name was Sue. I met this crazy chick when I called 206. She liked me over the phone, sex was way too quick, so I moved on to Brittany in the 303. But ditched her right away because Brittany was a heat. I got hoes in different area codes just like Ludacris, so I should probably stop and just call it quits. But I won't stop calling until I find Jenny like a lawnmower man. I make every single phone ring.
Full of doo-doo.